These are the Qayshi Tapes. U-Man and Favaz explore the backstories and interviews heard on Qayshi, the longest-running rock station in the country.
Welcome to the Qayshi Tapes. I'm John Hewlett with the mighty Favaz.
Hello, Mr. Hewlett.
And today we're going to do an interview that I conducted with Kenny Loggins back in 2013. So this is a seven-year-old interview. It's not a real long interview, and I don't have no idea what we were talking about. He was calling for some specific reason, and I had like one of those nine-minute windows in there in order to get my interview in. So it's going to be not in-depth, but, well, you know, we'll see what. He's always a good interview. He's a very nice man. He's one of the favorites of my wife. She claims, and I think she's right, that when he was on stage at a concert at in Forest Park at the Muni, that he was making eyes at her.
Oh, really?
And then he threw her his sweat towel.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So, and I had just been backstage talking to him. I think I interviewed him and then went out and did the stage announcement. And then I come out.
And you're sitting next to her?
Yeah. And yeah,
maybe he and you and you're saying that he knew that that was your wife, companion, whatever.
No, no. Before I even got back to the seat, the show had started. Oh, he was performing.
He was already making the move.
He was already moving.
Kenny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Then when I sat down next to her, I thought, yeah, I think that might be possible. Anyway.
But you would have taken one for the team on that one.
Absolutely. Sure.
You know, he's a Qayshi classic artist.
Sure. And then also when my oldest daughter. my oldest daughter, Olivia, got married. One of the songs we were, two of his songs we were deciding between for our first dance, father-daughter dance. And one was House at Pooh Corner, which is a song she remembers I played for her when she was a little kid.
Right.
And a song called Forever, which is a song about, you know, saying, I'll love you forever.
Oh.
So we when I talked to Kenny Loggins that year, which was 2019 or 2018. I had him, I asked him to decide which of those two songs would be the best one. And he decided for us which song we should dance to, Father Daughter.
Did he say House on Pooh Corner?
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. That's a great song.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and also Kristen Lewis, the Qayshi marketing director, absolutely is crazy bonkers for Kenny Loggins.
Yeah.
So she'll enjoy this too.
And just about every woman I went out with back in the 70s, 80s loved him too.
You mean the hundreds of them love that?
Yeah, love that guy. Oh, okay. They love Kenny Loggins.
All right, all right.
So anyway, here we go. This is, again, an interview from 2013, me and Kenny Loggins. Kenny, this is Qayshi Radio. We've been playing album-oriented rock since 1967. We're the oldest FM album rock station still alive in the United States of America. We still play Loggins and Messina quite regularly, especially on our special shows. We still play Kenny Loggins solo music and
really buttering him up here.
Oh yeah, you were setting up table.
Yep. Tell you, you're one of my favorites. You're one of my family's favorites, which leads me to what you're all about here and why you're calling us today. You have put out a Christmas family book about the story of Frosty the Snowman.
Oh, boy! I can't wait to hear this!
Oh, man.
Jeez.
Yeah, that's pretty pretty weak.
I hope you asked, does he talk about Qayshi here? Because I don't give a shit about Frosty the Snowman.
What's that comedian's song? Frosty the Snowman was Jesus Christ's best friend. He stayed there until the very end. Or melted to the very end or something. I got to learn that.
Frosty the Snowman, it's the book is the lyrics of the song, illustrated by Wade Zaharis. For those of you who don't know his work.
Babe Zaharis, she was
a baseball player.
Yeah.
No, golfer.
And golfer.
Oh, and golfer.
No, wait, no, just golfer. No, she also. She was an Olympic athlete in some other sport too. Yeah, she was the Babe Ruth of the female gender back
That's
in
right.
the day. Yeah.
You know, he sounds like Dennis DeYoung. Listen to this.
Google him. Zaharis, an amazing illustrator.
Gorgeous.
Don't you think so?
A little bit, maybe.
Yeah.
Pictures and a reinvention of the classic Frosty the Snowman, and then how I got into it is the Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Peter Yarrow of Peter, Paul, and Mary, as opposed to Dennis DeYoung's Mr. Roboto.
No.
So, yeah, there's a connection.
Yeah, they're connected somehow. I don't know.
Has his own publishing imprint now. And he called me and said, we'd love for you to sing Frosty the Snowman, and we'll put the music on a CD in the back of the book. So it's both the visuals of Wade Zaharis and then my reinvention of Frosty and two other classic songs.
He reinvented Frosty. Oh,
boy.
In the back of the book.
Now, Kenny, this is not the first time you ventured.
Kenny, I can't believe you're doing this and ruining your further your
right.
reputation even further.
Come on.
Into music for kids.
Well, actually, no, it's not. I started 20 years ago when I reinvented a song I wrote called House of Pooh Corner,
mm-hmm.
Added a new third verse to it and call it Return to Pooh Corner, and that launched me into the first children's album, which is actually parents' music disguised as children's music. Classic rock things that I've reinvented into this format by keeping the production simple, and it's worked really well. Return to Pooh Corner's over 2 million units now, so
that's amazing.
It's done
wow.
really well.
Yeah, we're speaking with Kenny Loggins. Kenny,
can you check and see what Kenny Loggins is worth, Favaz?
Yes, I will, John.
Magical app
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I have nothing negative to say about you except this. Okay, when you and Jim Messina reunited, you didn't come to St. Louis.
I'm sorry, but we skipped it on purpose.
I know you were, you know, that tour was very successful and was in great demand. And I guess you just some places you just couldn't get to, or what?
No, it was, yeah. Well, actually, we only had a limited amount of time, but it was promoted. 05 was a national promoter, and so we just went to the halls they owned.
Oh, I see.
So the national promoter just took them to their venues.
Yeah. Kept all the money in-house. He's worth $20 million, by the way.
Oh, wow.
Kenny Loggins.
I would have thought a little more than that, because he's had a lot of hits.
Yeah.
See.
Yeah, so it wasn't...
Had some divorces, too, though.
Yeah, got to remember those.
We didn't really choose where we were going. We just got a promotion deal with the national promotion company and then headed out there.
Well, could that ever happen again? Could you two ever get together again?
Yeah, no, we're friends. We get along great. And,
right.
And we could do that again. It's... And we kick it around every now and then.
Yeah, and I know you were here as your solo artist not too long ago. I believe it was a Friday night. You were in Chesterfield, Missouri, and the weather, the skies opened up and just poured like the Dickens on you
uh-huh.
out there. But
he doesn't remember that at all.
He's I've
been rained out a bunch of times, dude.
Shut up.
You know, all the years of your music. You know, the music continues to live after all these years. Does that validate to you that yes, you know, we did something right? You know, music that stands the test of time. Which is difficult for music to do these days because there's so many options out there. It says a lot about the music, doesn't it, about what you did?
I appreciate that. No, it's, you know, the stuff I write.
I think I just paid him the ultimate compliment.
You are so kiss-assy in this interview.
Kiss-assy.
Unreally.
Johnny
kiss-assy.
Johnny kiss-assy-ian.
I write on purpose, you know, I write from the heart. It's not just a collection of pop tunes. So, you know, I appreciate that people have adopted my music to be parts of their lives. And that's, I have to respect that.
You also, go ahead.
And then when I come to town, I try to bring those elements to the show. You know, I want people to hear what they came to the show for.
Mm-hmm. Kenny, you also went through that period of time in your career where you were very successful with the movie soundtracks, Danger Zone and Caddyshack, and you purposely wrote those songs to be what they became, which were anthems for parties or sporting events. You hear them at a lot of sporting events and stuff. So it worked for you, right?
Well, it sure does. I mean, and it's incredibly lucky that I somehow hooked up with iconic movies from that era. You know, Top Gun,
he is lucky.
Footloose, even Caddyshack.
Yeah, I mean, those movies were just
huge.
You know, Top Gun and Caddyshack, two of the biggest movies of all time.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and I mean, yeah, when you do something like that, I mean, I guess there is a little risk involved because there are many songs on movie soundtracks that just go nowhere.
Yeah, right. They go absolutely nowhere.
Yeah,
yeah.
But, his didn't.
It's like the top of the game of that era, Bill Murray and Chevy Chase and Rodney Dangerfield and that stuff. You still go to a party and somebody will quote a line from Caddyshack.
Yeah, so absolutely. We're speaking with Kenny Loggins.
I got that going for me.
Which you just did.
Kenny, you had the career with Jim Messina, then you had your solo career, and now you're doing what you're doing now. And a lot of artists will say, you know, what I'm doing now is the best stuff I've ever done. But you've had some major accomplishments and some major phases in your career. Is there one phase that you could say was your favorite?
I wish I could help you there, but the truth is I have a bunch of favorites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Loggins and Messina was a great time. It's hard to top the beginning of your career and the rush of, you know, we were playing a small club one day, and a month later we were playing arenas.
You know, and that very first Kenny Loggins, that Loggins Messina album, the very first one, was meant to be a Kenny Loggins solo album.
Really?
Jim Messina was just supposed to be the producer and the guy who's going to be like the father figure to help Kenny Loggins start his career and move on. But they ended up having such magic together, and they sounded so good together, and the record sales started to happen that the record company said, hey, why would we take a chance with this guy just being a solo artist when
right.
together you two are fantastic?
So what, how many records did they have out together?
Oh, you know? I want to say at least six or seven.
Wow, that many?
Yeah.
Five or six.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, in the 70s, you couldn't turn on the radio and not hear a Loggins and Messina song.
Right.
You know, that's how popular
that's
they
neat.
Were. And then Loggins, of course, on as a solo artist in the 80s, you couldn't turn on the radio and not hear
right.
him.
Exactly.
And then he had that run with
Footloose. We forgot about Footloose.
Footloose.
We were talking about Top Gun and Caddyshack. Footloose might be the bigger than both of them.
Yeah. And then he ended up having this association with Michael McDonald of St. Louis.
Right.
And they had that big hit, This Is It, it was
right.
called. And
This Is It?
Yeah. And Kenny Loggins wrote What a Fool Believes, that the Doobie Brothers ended up...
He wrote that?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
That the Doobie Brothers with Michael McDonald...
Thank you, Godfather.
Yeah, recorded and had a huge hit with that.
And thanks very much in part to the FM open formats of that era. And then, you know, going solo, I was an opening act for Fleetwood Mac and sang with Stevie Nicks on Whenever I Call You Friend.
Yeah, you got to tell
that's
me.
Right.
You can't tell me those two didn't hook
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I want to know. Does he talk yeah. about it here?
I don't know if I got to that or
come
not.
Come on.
But,
you
know,
did you say, did you do it?
Because she was all over the music.
Yeah, she
business.
Was.
She was horn dog.
She liked the boys.
She liked the boys. Mm-hmm. And he was like one of the best looking guys out there.
Yeah, so he was a good looking dude. Yeah.
And they recorded that song together, Whenever I Call You Friend. Remember
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then, of course, you know, you mentioned the whole 80s thing with the movie stuff and winning the Grammys with Mike McDonald. And, you know, there's just moments I'm very grateful for the career I've had and continue to have. You know, I started a new band 3 years ago. With Gary Burr and Georgia Middleman out of Nashville, and Gary's in the Songwriter Hall of Fame. We write everything together as a trio. We're called Blue Sky Writers, mm-hmm. and that's going over really well. So
it is.
You know,
no,
it's been a lot.
Yeah, actually, it's not Kenny, but
a lot of fun to get to reinvent myself in the form of a band, and you know, get to do that all over. It's like you know the dream you had when you were a kid of you know, hey guys, let's start a band.
Yeah, that's you know another thing about Kenny. Yeah, it's got to be mentioned here. A lot of facelifts.
Yes, he's had a lot of work done.
To the point where you'll see pictures of
him. I didn't recognize
him. Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll see pictures of him. You go, who is that guy?
Yeah. In fact, when I looked him up on his net worth, they showed some of the pictures. And I'm just like, wow.
Yeah.
I just can't believe it.
It's become wildly successful.
It just keeps happening, huh?
Yeah, it's really fun.
We're speaking with Kenny Loggins. So, Kenny, where can people find Frosty the Snowman and this new project you're involved in?
Anywhere where fine books are sold.
Yes.
Books are sold.
It is a great classic story, you know, Frosty the Snowman with music accompanying. So if you like to read to your kids during the holidays and you want some music there to go with it, this is a good one.
Kenny, do you remember anything at all about St. Louis and in those early days of KC radio coming out? We were I don't know if you remember, we had a little shack radio station out there in Crestwood, Missouri. I have pictures of you there with us back in the 70s, but I'm just curious if there's, you know, it's just too cloudy back there for you to remember all that
well,
stuff.
Well, there was a lot of smoke clouding things up, as I recall.
A little pot joke there, Paul.
He's See? Funny. He funny.
Especially, you know, FM jocks in those days, and I believe you were one of them, they liked to hang out outside and play the long cuts. So they Angry Eyes and a couple other Loggins and Messina cuts were in heavy rotation back then.
Absolutely.
Play the long
Speaking
cuts.
Of Angry Eyes, here it is on KC95. Thank you, Kenny.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Angry Eyes. That makes me think of, that's a great song.
Yeah, that's a 7-minute track.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember playing Trilogy, which is three songs off the Sitting In album that was like 13 minutes long. That was also one of those we put on when we had to go to the bathroom. Or whatever, so. You never forget those as
right,
an old
yeah.
70s DJ. You
yeah.
remember the long tracks.
No,
sure.
I just remember putting on some of the, you know, the longer songs on CD.
Yeah.
To take a poop.
Yeah.
You know.
All right, there you go. Kenny Loggins from 2013 on the KC Tapes, episode 102. I'm John Hewlett. You can follow me on Twitter at STLUMan, and on Instagram, I'm Johnny Hewlett.
See you on the radio. Favaz saying so long. Farewell, AMF.
Bye.
The KSHE Tapes with you, man, and Favaz. For more on the history of KSHE, go to KSHE95.com or the KSHE mobile app.